Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the webcast teleconference of Petrobras Distribuidora with analysts and investors to present information related to the results of the first quarter of 2018. We inform that the participants will follow the transmission by internet and by phone only as listeners. After the presentation, the question and answer session will be opened when the guidelines will be given to the participants. If someone needs assistance during transmission, please ask the help of an operator by typing star zero. Today, we are joined by Mr. Ivan de Sá, CEO of Petrobras Distribuidora S.A., Mr. Rafael Grisolia, CFO and Investor Relations Officer, Mr. Marcelo Bragança, Retail Network Officer, Mr. Gustavo Couto, Corporate Market Officer, Mr. Alípio Ferreira, Chief Operating and Logistics Officer. This presentation may contain forward-looking statements. These forecasts only reflect expectations of the company's managers regarding future economic conditions, as well as the company's performance, financial performance, and results, among others. The terms anticipates, believes, expects, predicts, intends, plans, projects, objectives, should, and similar terms, which of course involve risks and uncertainties anticipated or not by the company, and consequently are not guarantees of future results of the company. Therefore, the future result of the company's operations may differ from current expectations, and the reader should not rely solely on the information contained herein. The company does not undertake to update the presentations and forecasts in the light of new information or future developments. The values reported for 2018 onwards are estimates or targets. In addition, the financial and operating information included in this presentation is subject to rounding off, and as a consequence, the total value shown in the graphs may differ from the direct numerical aggregation of the values that precede them. Finally, we highlight that this presentation contains some financial indicators that are not recognized by BR, GAAP, or IFRS. These indicators do not have standardized meanings and may not be comparable to indicators with a similar description used by other companies. We provide these indicators because we use them as measures of company performance. They should not be considered in isolation or as a substitute for other financial metrics that have been disclosed in accordance with BR, GAAP, or IFRS. To begin the announcement of the results of Petrobras Distribuidora, we will listen to the Chief Financial and Investor Relations Officer, Mr. Rafael Grisolia, who will present the information regarding the results of the first quarter of 2018. Subsequently, a question and answer session will be opened. Please, Mr. Rafael Grisolia.
Welcome, everyone. Good morning. I will begin by giving a brief presentation on the financial results of Petrobras Distribuidora in the first quarter of 2018. I would like to remind you that this presentation was made available to everyone 1 hour before the start of this conference call in our new investor relations website. So feel free to follow the presentation following the material previously made available. I ask everyone to pay particular attention to the notes, which are on slide 2 of the presentation and which were reinforced at the beginning of this teleconference. Turning to slide 3, we present the main highlights of the company's performance in the first quarter of 2018. Net income came from the 156 million reais in the first quarter of 2017 to 247 million reais in the first quarter of 2018, representing an increase beyond 58% as a result of the increase of the company's profitability and better capital structure. Our adjusted EBITDA was 173 million reais versus the 647 million reais over the same period of last year, with an increase of 19.5%. The adjusted EBITDA margin, which is one of the key metrics of our strategy presented in our IPO, and that's also an important metric with in the comparison with our direct competitors, presented an expansion of 13 reais per cubic meter, reaching 76 reais per cubic meter in the first quarter of 2018, with an increase of 20.6%. In terms of leverage, we continue to have a lighter capital structure, which leads to a net debt EBITDA ratio of 1.1 times at the end of the first quarter of 2018, coming from the 3.3 times in the first quarter of 2017 and 1.3 times in the fourth quarter of 2017. Additionally, we also highlight we have completed this first quarter of 2018 on organizational restructuring that resulted in the reduction of managerial position that we believe will positively impact our SG&A reduction targets for 2018, besides the implementation of the zero budget project. Finally, we are happy with the successful conclusion of our annual general shareholders meeting on April 25th, which, among other deliberations, elected our new board of directors with the profile of independence that we presented in our IPO. We follow the presentation on slide 4, in which we present the highlights of our consolidated results. It is always important to highlight that for a better understanding of these results, we need to go through the analysis of each of our business segments, namely retail stations, major customers, aviation, and other businesses composed by the sales of chemicals, asphalt, and energy solutions. In general, and on a consolidated basis, in the first quarter of 2018, our physical sales volume was lower 2.2% in relation to the first quarter of 2017, due mostly to the lower sales to thermal power plants, especially of fuel oil, also a lower sale of green pet coke, and also, we believe, to the effects of the Brazil's economic recovery expected, not yet being reflected in the sales volumes gains in some of our segments. Our net revenue increased 12.2% in the first quarter of 2018 over the first quarter of 2017 due to our higher sales prices, which are also related to our purchase prices of our products. Our gross profit increased 2.4% in the first quarter of 2018 and a gross margin expansion of 143 reais per cubic meter in the first quarter of 2017, moving to the 150 reais per cubic meter in the first quarter of 2018, showing consistency with the part of our strategy of focus on profitability via gross profit and gross margin. As we mentioned in the highlights, the adjusted EBITDA presented an increase of 19.5% in the first quarter of 2018, over the first quarter of 2017, with the EBITDA margin in reais per cubic meter showing an increase of 20.6%, reaching 76 reais per cubic meter in the first quarter of 2018, moving from the 63 reais per cubic meter in the first quarter of 2017, also showing consistency with the part of our strategy of focus on profitability, also via SG&A optimization. Moving to slide 5, we present the performance of retail station segment in the first quarter of this year. In the retail station segment, there was a decrease of 1.1% in the physical volume sales when compared the first quarter 2018 versus the first quarter 2017, especially in the auto cycle, reflecting a greater mix of hydrated ethanol sales and still reflecting resilience of regional players. In the physical volume of diesel, we had an increase. In this quarter, we had practically no net increase in the number of our network service station, having though invested 186 million reais in branding and maintenance of our network. As mentioned, we st- still see a resilience of the regional players, but we are continuous and we are confident that in our strategy of new branding service stations for the year. Our net revenue in the retail segment increased 12.2% when compared the first quarter of 2018 over the first quarter of 2017. Gross profit had an increase of 2.4% over first quarter of 2017, due to an increase of 4.9% of the average gross margin, which came from 161 per cubic meter in the first quarter of 2017 to 164 per cubic meter in the first quarter of 2018, despite the highest share of hydrated ethanol in the sales mix, which presents margins lower margins than those of gasoline. This fact also helps explain the comparison of the first quarter with the fourth quarter of 2017. The first quarter 2018 adjusted EBITDA from retail segment presented a slight reduction of 0.7% over the first quarter of 2017, but the adjusted EBITDA margin reais per cubic meter remained virtually unchanged in R$99 per cubic meter between the periods, in line with our strategy for this period of the year. On slide 6, we present the performance of major customers' business in the first quarter of 2018. In the major customer segment, sales volumes decreased by 2.6% over 2017, mainly due to the drop in sales to thermal power plants, especially of fuel oil, offset by greater volumes sold for the non-thermal segments, where, in our view, we have already started a slight market recovery. The same applies in comparison with the fourth quarter of 2017. Net revenue from the major customer segment increased by 11% in the comparison between the first quarter 18 and the first quarter 17, a direct consequence of higher average sales price and higher sales of non-thermal diesel. For the gross profit, the year-on-year comparison, there was a 15.7% reduction due to lower average sales margins, mainly result again to the lower sales to thermal power plants, especially once again of fuel oil, a similar behavior to what was observed in comparison of the first quarter 2018 and the fourth quarter 17. In terms of adjusted EBITDA, we had an expansion of 7.8% over the first quarter 2017 with higher operational expenses efficiency, which boosted the segment's profitability and brought an increase in adjusted EBITDA margin of R$6 per cubic meter from the R$50 per cubic meter in the first quarter 2017 to the R$61 per cubic meter in the first quarter of 2018. Continues the presentation of results. We turn to slide 7, dedicated to presenting the performance of the aviation segment, in which BI is market leader and which continue to show very positive figures compared to the periods of comparison. In the comparison between first quarter 18 and first quarter 17, volume sales were 4.2% higher, reflecting in this segment the signs of a gradual recovery of economic activity since the last months of 2017 in this segment, as we believe. Net revenue increased by 21.6% in the first quarter 18 versus first quarter 17 and 5.9% in comparison to fourth quarter 17, better average sales price. Gross profit from the aviation products increased 19.8% between first quarter 18 and first quarter 17, especially due to the increase of the gross margin from the R$181 per cubic meter to R$208 per cubic meter, given the contractual adjustments in the period and most favorable exchange rate also observed in this first quarter. Adjusted EBITDA for the aviation segment in the first quarter 18 reached R$90 million, expanding the 52 million reais in the first quarter 17, resulting 73% with margin EBITDA of 91 reais per cubic meter, an increase of 66% in comparison to the first quarter 17. Moving to slide 8, we present the last of our operating segments, which is represented by the business of chemical products, asphalt, energy solutions, which includes natural gas and green petcoke. Sales volume in the other business segment decreased by 2% over first quarter 17 and 13% in the fourth quarter versus the fourth quarter of 17 as a result of lower sales of green petcoke due to the lower availability of the product in the market. Even with the reduction in volume sold, net revenues increased 2.6% when compared the first quarter to 18 to first quarter 17, with the increase in gross profit of 26.4% between the aforementioned quarters, mainly due to the increase in the green petcoke margin caused by the increase in the price of the coal in the international market, which positively affects the formation of coke sales price. This increase in gross profit was the main reason that led to an EBITDA increase of more than 52% associated to the reduction of operating expenses. Adjusted EBITDA margin in the other business segment closed the first quarter of 2018 in 128 per cubic meter, a 56% increase compared to the first quarter 2017 and 45% over the fourth quarter 2017. Now on slide 9, we present figures of the company's cash generation, debt, and leverage. In terms of cash management, the company closed the first quarter 2018 with approximately 1.1 billion reais in cash and a free cash flow of 558 million reais. As we mentioned in our highlights, the leverage, the company closed the first quarter of 2018 with a reduction of the net debt EBITDA ratio of 1.1 times against the 3.3 times in the first quarter of 17. The company's net debt was 3.5 billion reais in the first quarter 18, a 12% decrease compared to the fourth quarter 2017 due to the increase in cash and cash equivalents to the operating generation of more than 600 million reais in the first quarter of 2018. The company gross debt has an average maturity of approximately 3 years, is fully indexed in reais, and with an average cost of 115.26% of CDI at the end of 2018. Possibly, throughout the year, we'll be looking at liability management strategies. Finally, we had as a subsequent event, as announced to the market, the conclusion and signature of the legal documents referring to the negotiations with the distributors controlled by Eletrobras of the receivables of 4.6 billion reais. This amount is the one adjusted by the historical penalties and indexed provisions in the original contracts, in joint negotiation with Petrobras and in line with our strategy regarding the management of these amounts, receivable amounts. As communicated to the market, we do not see any significant impact on our immediate results at this time. Well, thank you for your attention, and we will now move to the question and answer session.
The Q&A session will now begin. We ask each participant to ask a maximum of 2 questions in a timely and clear manner, and then be asked to answer them in turn. We also ask that questions not be asked through the speakerphone function. To ask a question, please type star 1. To remove your question from the list, please type star 2. Any questions that may not be answered in this conference call may be sent to the email address ri@br.com.br for further response by the company. Our first question comes from Mr. Pedro Medeiros of Citigroup. You may proceed.
Okay, thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. Congratulations on the results. I think many questions were already answered on the Portuguese version of the call, but I still have like three questions on results and on the strategy going forward. And maybe if you allow me, I have two very objective follow-ups we can take later. The first one is, can you please discuss and perhaps quantify how much of the first quarter results already reflect the results of the ongoing restructure that management is promoting on the company and the pursuit to optimize the company's expense base of selling and G&A expenses? For instance, when we analyze your freight costs and general personnel costs, we see that freight was up near 6 reais a cubic meter year on year, and G&A was in line, albeit there was typical inflation pressure and a 2% decline in total volumes. So with that, is it possible to really quantify how much of your expense optimization targets were extracted in the first quarter? Second question is related to net working capital. Okay, so when we do the math here for your first quarter working capital, it seems that there was an important improvement on your receivable base, and with that in the total cash cycle that the company has. So can you please discuss these improvements and whether those are recurring or we could see more of that throughout the year? And my third question is perhaps for Ivan and Alipio. Can you discuss on how do you think that the recent plan released by Petrobras to divest from a couple of refineries in Brazil can impact the competitive landscape for fuel distribution and your procurement strategy over time? Thank you.
Hi, Pedro. This is Rafa. Thanks again for your participation in the question. I'll try to address your first two questions, and then I'll pass to Ivan and Alip, okay? Regarding SG&A, I think the message I'd like to leave with you is that the results that you are showing in the first quarter, when you compare to the first quarter of last year, we have improvements of around 13 reais per cubic meter, and roughly speaking, half of it coming from gross profit and margins, and gross margins, and half of it coming from SG&A reduction. I think, first of all, just to reinforce that this kind of number and figures is an important indication to what we expect to see and to be discussing with the market along the next quarters of this year, okay? For this first quarter, in terms of FG&A, this piece of the reduction is effectively reflecting the first implementations of one is the reduction number of employees giving. In terms of our workforce that started last year with the voluntary program, as well as the organization structure already implemented in the beginning of this year. The rest of the year, we'll see, again, the continuous figure of that along the comparison periods, as well as the zero budget targets being achieved, and then will help us to the same level of reduction in SG&A. So I think most of this movement is supposed, you know, we think we'll continue expect that is a recurring effect. In terms of working capital, I think on cash cycle, we are basically, when we compare the first quarter of this year to the last quarter of, to the first quarter of last year, some important issues are related not necessarily to account receivables, but remember that when we go to inventories, we have a strategy that was changed in the mid last year regarding the terms of some products, especially jet fuel, when we acquired that product from Petrobras. So we have a reduction on that terms. So that's the comparison. So this cash cycle of the first quarter is pretty in line with the cash cycle of the fourth quarter of 2017. And that's something that also continued to be recurring. There was a specific item on the first quarter of 2018 was that the end of the quarter ended in the holiday. Okay, it was an Eastern holiday, so that was some fluctuations, which in our estimates around 100 million reais. So in terms of cash working capital needs. For the quarter, we believe that at least 100 would be was impacted by that. So that 100 and 100 and something million reais will not be recurring. So we think that the cash need for working capital valuation would be lower than that figure in the quarter. Okay. I'll pass now to Ivan and Alip.
Hi, Pedro. Thanks for the question. Regarding our strategy for origination of product, we continue to look for the most competitive source to reduce the cost of the products that we buy. We're still working on the to understand and to know in a more profound way what will be this opportunity for the investment in the refining business in Brazil that Petrobras is showing to the market. It's still in the beginning of the information required for this kind of analysis, but in the end of the day, looking for the best alternative for origination of product continues to be our strategy. Alip, you have some figures regarding how BR is performing in this regard.
Good morning, Pedro. We are, as Ivan mentioned, we are prepared to supply BR with the most competitive product that we need to sell. You know, we can import product, we can buy from Petrobras, and right now we are discussing with Petrobras a second half of this year contract, which will bring more value to the distribution companies. And we will certainly discuss with the other refineries in Brazil in case the divestment goes on, and I believe that is going to go ahead. We are going to be prepared to discuss with other refineries as well and considering the opportunities for supply BR from Brazil or abroad, you know. And the market has been changing, and we have seen a decrease in the imported volume, because margins have been dropping a lot, you know, but we are prepared to supply the company from anywhere.
Okay, well, thank you very much for those answers. Yeah. Can I do two quick follow-ups, very quick? The first one is, in the Portuguese conference call earlier today, Marcelo has provided some extra color on service station additions to the company's network by April. The question is if Marcelo can add to that on how have sales volumes behaved within the service station channel by April as well. Like, are volumes going up already on a year-on-year basis by April? And the second follow-up is, Rafa, I'm trying to reconcile your free cash flow generation this quarter, and I see there were virtually no cash taxes paid, with the company recognizing year 975 million reais of deferred tax assets coming from the overdue receivables with Eletrobras. However, based on the financials, it seems that the portion deducted from taxes coming from that case, the Eletrobras part, was significantly lower than the total tax in the quarter. So, can you confirm how much it came from that? Because I suppose this should be reversed in the second quarter with the recent agreement. So we understand the recurrence of your free cash flow generation. Thank you.
Okay, Pedro, it's Marcelo speaking. In April, we had sales higher than last year, and we expect to recover sales through the year. So in May, we have a good expectation also.
Well, Pedro, in terms of cash generation of the quarter, first, you see that the cash payment of income tax was zero, okay? And that was the application of the credit we took in the beginning of the year for the proportional income tax we are recognizing, and that was the cash impact that was zero, or basically reducing that cash. With the new agreements with the Eletrobras distributor, the companies controlled by Eletrobras, we will necessarily revert that tax credit. Okay, so income tax cash payments should move up according to the cash, to the income tax that we are going to account on monthly basis, normal tax. Eventually, that will be reduced as we move on and eventually declare extra interest to shareholder. The JCP, the JCP methodology, if we move along the quarters. But in compensation, we expect to receive the payments, the installments that are on this debt confessions we just closed with this distribution, with the Eletrobras distribution company, okay? This is our base scenario as for now. In case we have some reversion of that, we'll come back to the original scenario on the, where we work with the receivables in a different way, okay?
Thank you so much. Okay, congratulations once again for the results. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Our next question comes from Mr. Frank McGann of Bank of America. You may proceed.
Okay, thank you and good day. Just focus on the retail segment, I guess more than the others at this point, which seem to be doing quite well. But in retail, I was wondering if you could comment on what you're seeing in terms of the overall competitive environment, in terms of pricing, in terms of contract terms offered to franchisees that perhaps you're seeing your competitors offer, or that you know you may find yourself needing to offer. I'm just wondering how that is changing right now. And then secondly, in the other businesses, looking at the commercial strategies that you have, which seem to be paying off, I was just wondering how much additional improvement you can get in margins because of perhaps a little bit more aggressive pricing with some of your customers.
Okay. Frank, morning, is Marcelo speaking. We see that the market remains very competitive, and the other players are still very aggressive in the market. And we are working BR in order to adjust our price intelligence, our pricing, our systems that we are managing our pricing, in order to capture value and maintain and still recovering margins for the next quarters. But we already see the market very, very competitive, even the regional distributors, but also with the big competitors that we have. But we already see some recovering for in some regions, mainly the north and the northeast. We had the volume increase in the first quarter, and in April we had high volumes compared with the last year.
Hi Frank, this is Gustavo Couto, and thanks for your question. As I mentioned during the first conference call in Portuguese, I would like to highlight the portfolio that we have in the corporate markets here in BR. So it differentiates ourselves compared to our competitors. If you take a look in the diesel strategy, then we are facing a very tough competition, and we are starting to recover some market, some volume, but the margins are still a little bit better than last year, but very, very tough to increase margins in this product. But if you take a look at the other ones, where we can differentiate and be more aggressive, as you mentioned, in the pricing strategy, then we are getting more margins, mainly in the green coke and also in chemicals. In aviation, it's quite a global business. As you know, we operate with list prices with our customers, so the strategy is to focus on cost reduction, and then we are pursuing reduction in the number of airports that we operate, and also in the number of sites where we don't have any promising result in the next month. So that's the way we are moving forward, and our strategy in the corporate markets.
Okay, thank you very much. Very helpful.
Our next question comes from Mr. Luis Carvalho of UBS. You may proceed.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the questions again. Just a follow-up, maybe Rafa, if you can help us. The agreement between Petrobras and BR and Eletrobras basically accounts for $4.6 billion with, let's say, the proper guarantees. I understand that we probably will have roughly 40% of that volume, and that's before tax, right? So I just would like to understand if the reversion of the provision, it's going to be around $1 billion, and if you really are going to do that by the second quarter. The second question, I don't know how much you're gonna be able to add about this, and maybe for Ivan, but President Temer during the weekend made an interview mentioning that the government is considering to reduce electricity and fuel prices. I mean, under the plural environment, or more, how can I say, sector environment, how do you see these discussions in terms of the potential price reductions, and how this could be done, if it's say tax cuts, or if you started to see some discussions about the government controlling the prices or something like this? And the third question, if I may, I don't know if maybe to Alipio, but BR Distribuidora used to use this trading company to actually to import, at least from a, how can I say, bureaucratic perspective, the products to Brazil. But now we got information that, I mean, BR Distribuidora is likely to use the Petrobras Global Trading, or the PGT. So I just would like to understand what are the benefits from using PGT, and if this is confirmed. Thank you.
Luis, it's Rafa. Thank you for your question. Regarding the first question, we as of now, as we communicate to the market, we do not intend to reflect any immediate positive or negative results regarding this negotiation with the Eletrobras-controlled distributors. We think that would be more appropriate to recognize results as far as the debt confession installments are performed. Okay, so that's why for the short term, we do not see any impact in the accounting results, and we will be recognizing results as far as the actual payments are made, and we monitor how the privatization process of the Eletrobras distribution companies move on. Okay. I think this is the best conservative approach in this sense.
Okay, so just to understand, every quarter you're going to, I mean, what you mean is that every quarter you're going to book, or you're going to, how can I say, revert the correlation, or the correlated payment that they made in that quarter. So if they pay three installments, I don't know, let's say April, May, and June, so you're going to revert only the payment from that quarter, right? You're not going to bring the NPV of the entire 36 installments in the second quarter, for example, right?
Right. Exactly that.
Okay.
We will reverse as the payments are performed. Yes.
Okay.
Luis, help me and Ivan with your second question. We quite not did follow because of some communication issue here on the sound. Can you repeat the second question?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, during the weekend, President Temer gave an interview to SBT, the local broadcast here in Brazil, and he mentioned about that the government wants to reduce the electricity and prices and fuel prices as well. So I'm asking more from a, how can I say, sector perspective in your conversations with Plural now, if there's any discussions about how the sector could be impacted on a potential government interference or something like this, or if there's any discussion with the government to try to reduce the taxes that are applied to the fuel prices.
Hi, Luis, again, Ivan speaking. Well, we don't have any conversation with Plural or any other entity regarding pricing in the Brazilian market. What, of course, we know is that prices are free. Any dealer are able to price at the pump as they see their competitiveness of that micro region. We see Petrobras adjusting the refinery pricing policy to compete against imported products. Now we have ethanol being very competitive in our market, so it's another variable that will bring some dynamics for the market and even for the gasoline refinery price, as we expected. But we don't have any analysis going on now regarding any interference from the government for this feed in terms of a pricing that we have.
And Luis, this is Alipio speaking. Would you please repeat what you do want to know about PGT?
Yeah. I mean, the distributor used set trading in the beginning to bring products to Brazil, not physically, but to, how can I say, do the bureaucratic work in the with the customs, right? Set trading was a trading used by BR. And as far as we heard, I mean, BR distributor is likely to use Petrobras global trading from now on or from the past quarter. So I just would like to confirm the information and what are the benefits to use Petrobras trading to perform the imports.
For a long time, Petrobras has been establishing companies outside Brazil to procure products and oil for Petrobras. And these companies, they can work for Petrobras itself or for any other Petrobras company, like BR Distribution Company. We are taking advantage of the traders that are in the market in abroad, you know, to procure products for BR. We can do business with them. We can do business with any other company, but we see that it's a good position to have there, you know, and to have the traders doing the business for us. That's all we do.
Okay, clear. Thank you very much, guys. Again.
Once again, to ask a question, please dial star 1. Thank you. We hereby close this questions and answer session of this webcast conference call. CFO and IRO Rafael Grisolia will now make his closing comments. Back to you, Mr. Rafael Grisolia.
Well, guys, I would like to thank you once again for participating in the teleconference. Please continue to count on our investor relations team to talk about any other further questions. Hope you all have a great day.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The audio from this conference call will be available on our investor relations website, www.br.com.br/ri. This concludes the webcast conference call. Thank you for participating. Please hang up and have a nice day.